Greetings, radio friends. We're happy to come to you once again through Jesus Christ our Lord, and may his blessings of peace be multiplied abundantly to each and every one in radio land today. May you have a wonderful day in the Lord. This program is sponsored by the Church of God of Resurrection Hope, a Church of God of Abrahamic faith. We're located on the Walt Arney Road in the Whitnell section of Lenore, North Carolina. If you're in that area, we invite you to attend services and worship with us. Sunday school, 9:30 each Sunday morning. Morning worship service at 10:30 and the evening message at 7 o'clock. We made a visit to one of the mental institutions of our state, and as we was about to take one of the patients home, one of the other patients came up to me and said, "Are you taking this patient home?" I told him that I was, and he said, "I would like to get out of this place. They are good to me, but I'm stuck here for good. But someday the Lord's going to come. On that day, this place will be empty. Thank God, there won't be any places of confinement for mentally ill." As I looked at his face in earnest appreciation of what he had just spoken, and though his mind at times had given him trouble, at this moment, he had a message of common salvation being transmitted between us and Christ. What a power and what a glory. Oh yes, someday the broken-hearted, the feeble-minded, those deformed and retarded and confined, who know not the joys of freedom as you and I, will be free. Their world today is a place of a few walls. Day by day, hour by hour, year by year, away from loved ones, shut in. But one thing that I felt transmitted in the spirit was this man still held on to the ray of hope of the coming of Christ to gather all of God's children to our Lord. I left him as I shook his hand. He did not see my tears of strength that he had given me. I have another friend who is blind. He runs a little grocery store. He told me, "I'm looking for the coming of the Lord. Thousands go by day, by night, to drink, to commit whoredom, to go after the pleasures of sin of this world, and become defiled in the gutters of sin. Husbands and wives who have all their faculties of senses seemingly ignore this great blessing and are unhappy and dissatisfied, always seeking something to complain about when they are rich beyond measure by the blessings of God and having all facilities that they need and all of their senses like sight and hearing, able to speak, and a good mind. One day in confinement, one day in darkness that is complete, one day unable to speak, one day away from loved ones, one day tied down without activity, one day without your freedom of at all, one day, I say, shut up and confined, and you'll realize how good God has been to all of us who have our freedom of activity. But for the afflicted, the shut-in, the confined, the lonely in the rest homes, the deaf, the dumb, the blind, and the crippled, today there is a message of love, complete joy that is full of hope, that is sure. God tells us when the Lord shall come to establish his kingdom that the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. The desert shall blossom as the rose. He says to give this message, Isaiah 35:3, for us to do this, strengthen ye the weak hands. Confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God will come with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be open. Did you hear it? Then the eyes of the blind shall be open. Wonderful, wonderful. What a great promise. But it is from a great God, the only God, the true, the living God, that the time is coming when all of these who are blind shall quickly, suddenly, immediately be healed, cured, made whole. Their eyes shall be open. What a wonderful, happy, glorious moment of divine interruption. And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. What a joy it will be to those who've never heard the gospel or the birds sing or the singing of the hymns of praise to God as their ears hear suddenly, instantly the glorious sound of God's children being gathered home. What a thrill will be for those who could not talk to suddenly, instantly find themselves able to open their mouths in utterance forevermore from the dumbness they possessed. No wonder the coming of Christ will bring shouts of joy and and exclamations of praise from the dumb. No wonder those in institutions of confinement shall shout and the heavens ring and echo with the sweet deliverance by the powerful, joyful, and mighty coming of the Prince of Peace as he descends in power and in glory more dazzling than a billion rainbows. And my blind friend shall see it. Behold our King in his glory, our Savior, Redeemer, and Deliverer. Our hearts beat fast with anticipation of that happy morning. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. The old wheelchairs will be left to one side as the lame arise to walk and nevermore depend on a crutch or a wheelchair. And veterans who've known the ravages of war have lost their limbs and eyesight will finally, suddenly, instantly be restored in the mighty power of heaven as the Son of God comes down to bring the glory of his Father in power with him to make this earth become a place filled with the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The prophet foretelling of that glad jubilee, the wonderful and powerful, amazing, thrilling deliverance by the coming of our Lord said, "The ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads." He said, "They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." As much darkness as the blind have lived in here, so much light and sight shall they have in the coming home of God's people, in that glorious everlasting kingdom of God. As much confinement as they have been confined to, so they will find they are freed and will have all the freedom of heaven's glory all about them. Joys in the stillness of the dumb shall break forth into great singing such as never has been heard in the history of man. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The whole world will sing and shout and clap their hands as they see and hear and speak of the glory of the Lord. Like a million rainbows shining shall his glory sweep around this sin-cursed earth as he destroys sin and the sinner, and the righteous shall have the joy and happiness that is eternal. What a wonderful hope! Thinking of those in confinement, I think of the prophet seeing the golden day of God in Isaiah 55 and 12. He said, "For ye shall go out with joy, be led forth with peace." Won't that be something when those retarded ones, those mental ones, those deaf and dumb, and those who are sightless, suddenly, instantly, powerfully, gloriously, and forever are restored through the Lord Jesus Christ in the never-ending glory of the power that God has given him for all ages to come. One sweep of his power will mean those sightless shall at last see, and seeing they will never go back to blindness anymore. Glory, glory. What a wonderful Savior. Those who are dumb will never stop singing of how great God is and the Lord Jesus. The ears once unable to hear will never stop listening to the glory sung, to the praise of the Lamb that is worthy of all praise and honor and glory. The lame and those who have been in war, had limbs amputated because of war, will no longer know the ravages of war, nor the sins of war. For the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in the abundance of peace, for he's going to make wars to cease under the ends of the earth. Transmitting of these thoughts are on a high spiritual plane, my brethren. My blind brother has never seen my face, but in that rich adorning, on that glad morning, we will look at each other in immortal glory, and then behold Jesus face to face, with his face shining like the golden sun in its brightness, and in the splendor of his majesty, such as no mortal ever beheld before, we shall rejoice. No wonder we will be happy, for we will be beyond the reach of trouble, blindness, sickness, and heartaches. Not only this, my brethren, but have you ever looked at an empty rocking chair in your home place, an empty place at your table, the longing to hear the lovely voice that has gone the way of all flesh, and it causes sorrow? Have you longed to live with those that have loved you and you have loved, you've touched and hugged and kissed, and they're gone? Would you like to have them back to enjoy forever? Praise God, you can when Jesus comes if they're Christians, for the Lord himself will descend with a shout, the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. What a happy, wonderful deliverance, full of power and glory unspeakable and undescriptive. But those in Christ shall experience, as loved ones are raised to live again and to live in the splendor and the thrills of a never-ending kingdom, as Jesus comes to reign. John saw it by vision. What a vision! Thrilling, he said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Oh, what a wonderful day when the Lord sets the captive free. No man has ever came to the Lord whose life has not been changed in this present world, and no man who is in Christ can experience at His coming, my friends, without being changed into the eternal glory that satisfies throughout the endless ages. Today, my brother, my sister, what if Jesus came today? Are you ready? Are you tired of sin? Are you one of those who are walking defiled in sin? If the Lord comes today, will you be lost? If death comes your way today, are you ready to die? The Lord has said, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Thank God, when Jesus come, crutches will be thrown away, hearing aids will be thrown away, hospitals will be emptied, mental institutions, deaf and dumb institutions, and the blind shall see the light and the glory as they are restored by the mighty power of a Redeemer who loves them and cares. What in this world is worthy to be compared with beholding the pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb? What a sight! What in the world is worthy to be compared to the tree of life in the midst of the street on either side of the river of the city of God? What in this world is worthy to be compared, beholding the throne of God and of the Lamb, and seeing His face in a land where no storm clouds rise, where no darkness will never enter, where there will never be a death, a pain, a sorrow, and no crying? Eternity shall roll on and on, while there is never a sorrow or a sighing, as we forever and ever enjoy the blessings of the wonderful Champion, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Champion of righteousness, who hath obtained eternal redemption for us. To Him be praise and glory forever and ever. He is worthy. Think of the joy of those let out of their prisons and their physical afflictions who have accepted Christ as they enter in through the gates into the city of God. Behind them the unpleasantness of sickness, blindness, deafness, and mental retardation, and a sin-cursed world. In front of them the eternal city of our God, in the presence of God and of the Lamb. No wonder there will be singing and shouting and clapping of hands. No wonder even each of us today should praise the Almighty for breath and for life and for health and for our beings. But more than that, we need to thank Him for Jesus Christ, who by His great sacrifice has made it possible for our beings to become immortal at His coming and to live forever in the eternal age, in a land of singing and joy to the fullest degree, in the sunshine of God's everlasting glory, as we face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ shall live on and on and on. Beloved, the trials of our short pilgrimage here in this world of sin and disappointment is not worthy, I say, to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed at the coming of Christ for those who are in Christ Jesus. Today, are you in the Lord? If not, call upon Him, friends. Let us pray. Blessed Jesus, we ask Thee to consider the people of the land today and every heart that will cry out to Thee. We ask Thee to save them by Thy mighty saving power. For Thy word tells us that it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What a joy and thrill it is to be saved. But it is not to be compared with the joy that shall be revealed at Thy bright and glorious appearing when Thou shalt come to claim Thy own. We pray that Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We pray that Thou would hasten that time. And even as John the Apostle prayed, so also we pray, even so come quickly, Lord Jesus. We ask that Thy blessings be upon all in radio land today, to the glory of God, our Father. Amen.